Hey, church, I am excited to begin this new teaching series with you this weekend that is really centered around seeing and seeking the kind of fairness with one another that Jesus models for us. But the good news is that Jesus and the church, we have two really great examples of these perfectly conflict-free communities and buildings. It's like something straight out of a Disney movie or something. Hold on just a minute.
They're being mean.
Your turn.
Just not fair.
Sorry about that. Now, where were we? Oh, right. Jesus isn't a fool. He knows what life is like for God's people, and we see in our scripture from Matthew 18 that Jesus perfectly meets believers where they are and gives them practical advice about how to take the next faithful steps into intentional community that actively works to make God's preferred future into a reality. Jesus is kingdom-minded, and he has God's people at heart. With this, he's able to give believers some simple but not always so easy to execute steps to follow when we want to resolve conflict and bring about shalom or wholeness to the community. Now, before we get into the progression of conflict resolution steps, it is super important that we know the why behind why we want to come and resolve that conflict. So if you think back to the last time that you were wronged by another person and they didn't seem bothered by it, think about that. Now, why did you honestly want to address the harm that was done or the conflict? Was it so that our community can be reconciled while valuing diversity? Or maybe it was so that you might be justified in your rightness, or so that others might see how absolutely gracious you are for, you know, offering up forgiveness. Now, the answer that we're looking for as a community is, of course, one that values all the parties and seeks health and wholeness for both the collective and the individual. In this way, we need to be fair and equitable and just to extend grace while holding one another accountable. When we do this, we begin to feel the weight of author Brian Erickson's words when he writes, "In God's economy, forgiveness isn't just a feeling. It's a choice made in faith." And so let's jump in to what Jesus instructs us to do. If you've ever been hurt or wronged by someone, another way of saying that is kind of like if someone has sinned against you, the individual or community, the assumption here is that the matter is unresolved and that the person who broke shalom hasn't asked for forgiveness. And so Jesus offers up this first step in seeking the kind of kingdom fairness is that we go directly to the person and let them know what they have done to cause hurt or harm. Now, this is a great way to honor the dignity of the person because they might not even realize that they had done anything harmful. Taking this conversation out into the public square or out of the public square allows each person to speak their heart and be open without that anxiety of others' eyes looking in on them. The goal of this interaction isn't to show others how gracious we are in forgiving others, but it's to reconcile with one another. And when we do this, our relationship with that person may even be stronger because we gain a better understanding of who they are and how we can continue to encourage authentic and open conversation. And then Jesus goes on, and he says that if this isn't fruitful, bring one or two others with you to be part of the conversation. And the goal here isn't to bring a few of your biggest cheerleaders, but rather a few people who might be able to see the dynamics at play and help identify some blind spots or bias within the conversation and conflict. This is not an opportunity to prove how right we are in the situation, but rather to be open to the group's conversation and feedback as we seek reconciliation to reflect the kingdom that we're striving for, each and every one of us. And then Jesus' third course of action is to bring it before the assembled community, or the church as it's often translated in our scriptures. Do you see the pattern that's developing here? Right? And so you go and you bring it to them. And now I have a hard time with this last bit though of what Jesus says. However, a faithful reading of verse 17 doesn't let us stop there, but makes us continue on through verse 20. Yeah, when we've exhausted all other options, there may be a need to part ways. The church can't be a toxic place because it needs to be a place where we can all work out our own salvation and strive to bring about God's kingdom here and now. But parting ways isn't something to be taken lightly. There's a weight to it, a huge weight to it, on the accountability of the church's end if we are really going to seek the kingdom reconciliation rather than just trying to paper over the cracks in the foundation of our community. And so I want to finish up today with a passage written by N.T. Wright. As we let this scripture kind of soak into our bones this week, here Wright reminds us that the power and the presence of Jesus in and through gathering in his name, which is empowering and it's weighty. And so let's hear his words. We aren't left alone as we struggle to become the sort of communities, families, and churches that Jesus is describing in the scripture. God's presence with us, our actions on earth have an extra hidden dimension, the heavenly counterpart to what we do here. And when we pray together in Christian fellowship, we are therefore assured of being heard and answered. Because in the promise that remains central to everything that Christians ever do together, where two or three are gathered in Jesus' name, he is going to be there in the midst of them. That's not just a promise that we will sense his presence. It's a promise and a warning that he will see and know the innermost truth of everyone's heart. And if we take that seriously, engaging in reconciliation will still be costly, but it will always be done with the real hope, with joy waiting around the corner for those who persevere. Friends, conflict is gonna happen. But in this season, may we treat one another with the kingdom dignity and grace that Jesus calls us to, so that we might continue to build community and strengthen our relationships. Amen.